Zondervan presents Jefferson Burke and the Secret of the Lost Scroll by Ace Collins. To Carol Lombard, who brought great joy while she lived and died serving her country. Death. March 14, 753. Baltore the priest had no idea where they had come from. Like ghosts, they seemed to appear out of thin air. But he was well aware that his plight was of his own making. He should have stopped at the inn 2 miles back. That would have been the logical choice for a man traveling alone. As he dug his heels into his mount, he cursed himself for not being more careful. If he had listened to reason, he'd be safely sharing a meal with a few Roman citizens rather than riding into the face of a cold March wind, fleeing a trio of bandits. Alas, listening to others had never been his strong suit. He always had to do things his way. His mother had told him time and time again that his mule-headedness would lead to his destruction. Now it appeared she was right. The horse Baltore rode was gentle and trustworthy, but hardly fast. It didn't gallop as much as it lumbered along the dusty trail. He knew that almost anyone pursuing him would be riding steeds faster than his. So if he had no chance to either outwit or outrun them, why was he urging his horse to go faster? Why didn't he just pull to a stop, dismount, and give up? After all, the chase would not last long, and the culmination of this adventure would be no different if it ended now or 5 minutes into the future.